Before we have the opportunity to present the great governor from the great state of Maryland, I'd like to acknowledge his lovely wife, one of the outstanding jurors in the state of Maryland, Ms. Katie O'Malley. And now, State of the State, by the great governor of this state, great governor Martin O'Malley.
Thanks, Mr. Bush. Hey, how you doing, man?
Thank you. Thanks very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you all. God bless you. Thanks. Thank you very very much.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, distinguished minority leaders, Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, Treasurer Cobb, Governor Hughes, Governor Glenn Denning, Attorney General Gansler, Attorney General Curran, colleagues in city and county government, Congressman Cummings, Congresswoman Edwards, Mayor Vincent Gray, from our neighbors in New Columbia. Ambassador Damanovich, Ambassador Schneff, Ambassador Negadochi, Ambassador Al-Rumahi, Ambassador Collins, members of the most effective cabinet among these United States. Katie O'Malley, and men and women of the Maryland General Assembly. There is more that unites us than divides us. And this year, one of those things is the mighty, mighty Baltimore Ravens. My goodness. I might also note bipartisan agreement. Look, all of us are very familiar with the Ravens story, but there are also a number of remarkable people who are here today with us in the gallery, and I wanted to share a few of their stories with all of you. First, one of our nation's leading minds and most prominent advocates for science, technology, engineering, and math education. Some of you may know him as a member of our state school board. Later this week, President Obama will be awarding him the National Medal of Science for his achievement in physics. Dr. James Gates. Dr. Gates. Just 2 years ago, this next Marylander and her children were homeless. Today, she's turned a temporary work placement into a good full-time job. Please welcome Janice Spanish from Caroline County and the dedicated state employee from our Department of Human Resources who helped her secure this opportunity, Melissa Jones Harris. Ladies. Within the heart of every individual is a spirit and a dignity that yearns to be recognized. 12 months ago, just outside of these doors, we officially recognized for the first time in 380 years the Piscataway people in a ceremony that none of us will soon forget. Please welcome Tribal Chair Mervyn Savoy of the Piscataway Kanoi Tribe. Mervyn, thank you for being here. We're also joined by, finally, a great mayor, who, because of budget constraints, also found himself doing the job of city manager. When his own home was flooded during Hurricane Sandy, he set aside his personal needs and instead worked day and night to help the families of his cities through the crisis. From the courageous city of Crisfield, Mayor P.J. Purnell. Mayor? My fellow Marylanders, the story of Dr. Gates, the story of Janice and Melissa, the stories of Tribal Chair Savoy and the entire Piscataway people, the story of Crisfield and Mayor Purnell, the sacrifices of our fallen heroes. These are our stories, stories of courage, stories of perseverance. It is a tremendous honor to serve the people of Maryland with all of you. When faced with the adversity of the national recession, the people of our state did not make excuses. Instead, they started businesses. They enrolled in night school. They made difficult decisions around the kitchen table about how to do more for their children. They volunteered through churches and synagogues and mosques. They pulled their neighbors through Hurricane Sandy and the heavy blizzard that struck Garrett County. What we have experienced together over these last several years, what we have shared with one another, was not denial, and it was not fear, nor was it merely hope. It was belief. It was belief in the dignity of every individual, our belief in our own responsibility to advance the common good, and our understanding and belief that we're all in this together and that tomorrow can be better than today if, with God's grace, we choose to make it so. Progress is a choice. Job creation is a choice. Whether we give our children a future of more or a future of less, this too is a choice. Our story, Maryland's story, is the story of better choices and better results. No other state can say at once and hold your applause that they are number one in education 5 years in a row, number one in holding down the cost of college tuition, number one in innovation and entrepreneurship, number one in human capital capacity, number one in access to dental care for all children regardless of income, number one in PhD scientists and researchers, number one in research and development, number one in businesses owned by women, and number one in median income, and we're not done yet. As we emerge, and we still have a long ways to go, but as we emerge from the toughest of economic times, the state of our state is strong, and we are growing stronger still. And none of this happened by chance. So many of you have cast the tough votes in order to make it possible. Remember 7 years ago, our state had veered off course. We started following the same never-mind-the-math approach that had created our federal deficits at the national level. Democrats and Republicans alike, in this very chamber, had voted to cut taxes for millionaires and to greatly increase state spending without paying for either one. The result? A $1.7 billion structural deficit. That's how math works. What's less, we were paying taxes for a government that was not working, that was failing to deliver results, underperforming schools, tuition hikes approaching 40%, rising crime outside of Baltimore,